Now, boys and girls, this morning I want to tell you about another one of the judges. You remember those people in the Bible? They were called judges, but as we've said already, they weren't judges in the way that we think of judges today, those men with their cloaks and with their wigs on their head who sit in courts. They did judge some people at some times in that way, but what they really were, they were deliverers. They were people who came under God and delivered the children of Israel every time that they were in distress or when they were in trouble. So we've already looked at that woman Deborah, you remember, and then Barak, and then last week the man who was called Gideon, who scored that great victory under God for the children of Israel. Now the judge that I want to tell you about this morning is one who is very, very well known, at least his name is very well known, and his name was Samson. I'm sure you've heard about Samson. And Samson, of course, was famous for his great strength and for the different things that he did. But the strength that Samson had, of course, that strength came from God, and it was to be used for God's glory and for God's praise. Now, before Samson was born, an angel of God came and visited Samson's parents, and he began to speak to them about the child who was to be born. And the angel told Samson's parents that the boy who was to be born to them, he was going to deliver the children of Israel. He was going to be a judge. He was going to be a savior for the children of Israel. The great enemies of the Israelites at that time were people called the Philistines. And so it was especially in delivering the children of Israel from the Philistines that Samson was to do the work of God. Now, as the angel spoke to Samson's parents, he said, when the boy is born, there are three things that you're to learn and to teach him and that he's not to do. For one thing, he's not to drink any strong drink. He's not to drink wine, or he's not to drink any strong drink. That was a very good piece of advice, boys and girls. You take that as a very good piece of advice to your heart and your mind as well. And then he said also, he's not to eat any food that's offered to idols, or the kind of food that the pagan heathen nations round about eat. And then most especially of all, told him a very strange thing. He said he's not to have his hair cut. Now, I'm sure if there were some boys and their parents were told that they were never to have their hair cut, they would be very, very happy boys indeed. But God told Samson's parents that his hair never was to be cut for a very special reason, because he said, in his hair, that's where his strength is going to be. It was a very special thing. It was especially for Samson himself. So he was to drink no strong drink. He was not to eat any of the food that was offered to the idols round about. And he was not to have his hair cut. Now, if you read the story of Samson in the book of Judges, he did many, many things. One of the things he did, which he's most famous for, I suppose, one day when he was walking through the desert, he came face to face with a lion. He didn't have any weapons in his hand. He didn't have a sword or a dagger or a bow and arrow. And so he began to fight with the lion with his bare hands. The Bible tells us that he killed the lion and he just went on his way. Then sometime later, when he was coming back that way again to his home, he saw the lion, or the carcass of the body of the lion, lying there in the desert. The vultures, of course, had been at the lion by this time. But something else had happened. A swarm of bees had made a hive inside the carcass of the lion, and there was a honeycomb inside the carcass of the lion. So Samson went, of course, and he put his hand in and he took out the honey in his hand. He began to lick it, and he took some home to his parents as well. Now, I don't know if you eat syrup or if you like syrup, but there's a tin of syrup called Tate and Lyle syrup. If you've got one in the house, you go into the cupboard and you look, and you'll see that on the tin of Tate and Lyle syrup, there's a lion lying with bees buzzing round about and honey in the lion. And underneath it, it tells you what Samson said about that lion. So he slew that lion, then later on he found the honey, and he took some of that honey. Now, one time he put forth this as a riddle to some people. He said, let me tell you a riddle. Let me tell you a puzzle. And if you answer the riddle right, he says, then I'll give you gifts for answering it. And this is what the riddle said, in fact. Out of the strong came forth sweetness, and out of the eater came something to eat. And the people that heard that riddle, they scratched their heads and they just couldn't understand what it was he was talking about. Of course, he was talking about the lion. Out of the strong came something sweet, the honey. Out of the eater, because the lion's an eater, came something to eat. So he slew that lion with his bare hands. Another time, some of his enemies came on him and they bound him with brand new ropes, ropes that had never been used. The Bible tells us he just snapped the ropes apart and then he lifted up, he had no weapons this time either, he lifted up the jawbone of an ass that was lying there on the ground and he put his enemies to flight. Another time he was in a city called Gaza. And his enemies knew he was in Gaza, and so they closed up the gates of the city, and they thought they would trap him inside the city. You know what he did? Bible tells us that he lifted the massive big gates of the city off their hinges, put them on his shoulders, and carried them away and threw them down. So that was Samson, and he had all that strength and all that power from God. But a very sad thing happened to Samson. He met a woman called Delilah. Now remember those two names, Samson and Delilah. And Delilah had made a bargain with the Philistines. And the bargain was this. She said, look, if I find out the strength or the source of the strength of Samson and we take that strength away, then I want you to give me great rewards. And they agreed to do that. So she came to Samson time after time. She said, tell me what the source of your strength, the secret of your strength is. Samson teased her a few times, but eventually he wilted, he gave in. And he said to her, I'll tell you what the source of my strength is. It's in my hair. And if my hair was cut off, I would just be like other men. And Samson fell asleep. When he fell asleep, Delilah came and called the Philistines. And they came in while Samson slept and they cut off his hair. And then the shout went up, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he got up, says the Bible, and he shook himself ready to fight. But he had no strength. And he knew that he had sinned against God, boys and girls. And they took him and they led him away. They put out his eyes, they blinded him, they gouged out the eyes of the great strong man Samson, and then they put him into chains. Very, very, very sad. And as Samson was in that prison, in his chains, not able to see, blind, he realized that he had sinned against God. But one very important thing he realized, boys and girls, that even when we sin against God, we can ask God to be forgiven. And Samson did just that. And God forgave him his sin. And then, of course, as the weeks and the months went on, his hair began to grow again. And God gave him his strength back once more. And the final thing that happened with Samson, the Philistine leaders all gathered together in this great big palace one time. And so they thought, let's bring Samson, that strong man, in, and we'll make fun of him. And so they brought Samson in. A boy had to lead him by the hand. And Samson, you remember he was blind, he said to the boy, take me and lead me and put me where the pillars are, the pillars that hold up this house. And so the boy took the blind Samson and put him where the two pillars were. And Samson prayed to God for even more strength. And he put out one of his hands on one of the great big pillars and one on the other. And he began to push and push with all his might. And the pillars gave way. And the ceiling, the roof fell in the building. The Philistine, all the leaders were destroyed by Samson then. Samson himself was killed, of course. And the Bible says that, in fact, he slew more. He killed more. He destroyed more of God's enemies in his death than in his life. So it's a sad story in many ways, isn't it, boys and girls? This man who had so much from God and could have done and did an awful lot for God, and yet that sin that he committed in turning away from God, and yet because he turned back to God again, God did use him at the end. So remember these judges then, Deborah, Barak, Gideon, and Samson. Remember so much that Samson did, and he did turn to God again at the end of his life.